Hola y bienvenidos a Spanish Obsessed. Welcome to Spanish Obsessed Beginners. I'm Rob, and in this podcast series, I'll teach you those tidbits of Spanish which will help you through the early stages of learning this language. This isn't a structured course, so you don't need to work through it from the start in order, but you can dip in and out, listening to any episode in any order that takes your fancy. In this podcast, we're going to look at ways that you can talk about getting on with someone, or not, as the case may be. But before I get into that, I want to tell you about a little gift that we've made for you. We've created a fluency phrasebook. When you start out learning Spanish, one thing I always recommend is learning phrases as opposed to just individual words. The way our brain works is with chunks of meaning, and a phrase perfectly encapsulates that. So we've created this fluency phrasebook. What is it? It's 95 phrases, which are all super functional, so you can plug them into your conversations right away, and it will give you a head start in your journey to Spanish fluency. You could think of it like a guided tour through Spanish at the start, because through these 95 phrases, we cover all sorts of different grammar and explain it along the way as well. So the book gives you each phrase and then an explanation of what it is. So alongside learning the phrase, you get kind of 95 mini grammar lessons, so that in the future, when you come to cover, say, the subjunctive, you already know what it is. And the best thing about this is it's free. So head to SpanishObsessed.com/start. That's SpanishObsessed.com/start to claim your free copy. And now, on to the episode. So again, we're going to start this podcast with a short dialogue between me and Liz. And what I want you to do is listen out for a couple of things. So the first thing, how do you say in Spanish to meet someone? How do you say to meet someone? And the second thing, listen out for two ways to say get on with someone. So meet someone and get on with someone. Let's listen to the dialogue.
¿Cómo te fue con Luisa, la amiga de Pablo? La conociste ayer, ¿no? ¿Se llevaron bien o mal?
Pues muy mal con ella, la verdad. No me cayó bien para nada.
¿En serio? A mí me pareció súper chévere cuando la conocí el otro día.
Pues yo no hice clic con ella. Es muy creída, solo habla de ella y no escucha a los demás.
¡Qué raro! A mí me cayó re bien. La pasamos muy chévere hablando por horas.
Sí, tú te llevaste súper bien con ella. Pero seguro que yo le caí mal a ella también.
Ay, lo siento mucho, Rob. A veces con algunas personas uno no hace química.
Let's listen to that dialogue once more. And this time we'll pause after each phrase and have a closer look at what was said.
¿Cómo te fue con Luisa, la amiga de Pablo? La conociste ayer, ¿no? ¿Se llevaron bien o mal?
¿Cómo te fue con Luisa, la amiga de Pablo? So, how did it go? ¿Cómo te fue with Luisa, the friend of Pablo? And then Liz said, la conociste ayer, ¿no? You met her yesterday, right? And this was the first thing to listen out for. So, how do you say to meet someone? Conocer. And we'll take another look at that in a second. And then Liz finished by saying, ¿se llevaron bien o mal? And here was the other thing to listen out for, to get on well with. ¿Se llevaron bien o mal? Did you get on well or badly? So, llevarse bien o mal is to get on well or badly with someone. So let's talk about that verb, conocer. So we use the verb conocer to say we know someone, and we use it with people. I think we met this a few episodes ago. Have another listen to saber versus conocer. But a tip with conocer is when we use it in the past, to say I met someone, we'd say conocí, conocí. And that uses the indefinite preterite, so that kind of point, single point of time past tense. Because when you meet someone, that's not a process, that's a one-time thing. I got to know someone that one time. And we use conocer when it's with a person. We say lo or la. Lo if it's masculine, if it's a man that you're meeting, and la if it's feminine.
So la conocí is I met her. And quite a common mistake, or well, is it a mistake? We'll see in a second. Is a lot of students don't know whether to say conocerlo or conocerle. So the grammatically correct version is conocerlo for a man and conocerla for a woman, as we just discussed. However, many Spanish speakers themselves actually say conocerle when talking directly to someone, and they do that as a way of sounding more polite. So it's not technically correct to do this. However, it's one of those things where enough people have done it that eventually the RAE, that's the Royal Academy of Spanish, basically, like their governing body of the language, they've actually accepted it. And they said, well, enough people are doing this now, conocerle, that we'll accept that you can do that. So you can say conocerle. To some people, it will sound a bit weird or maybe overly polite, but it does depend on where you are. My advice is to say conocerlo or la. That's the easiest thing. And then let's talk about this verb or phrase, llevarse bien. Llevarse bien or mal is literally to get on with. So you could say, me llevo muy bien con ella. I get on very well with her. What would the opposite be? How do you say, I get on very badly with her? You would say, me llevo muy mal con ella. Let's listen to the next part of the dialogue. Pues muy mal con ella, la verdad. No me callo bien para nada. So Liz had asked me previously. So Liz asked me how I got on with Luisa. Did you get on well or badly? And I said, well, very badly, to be honest. Pues muy mal con ella, la verdad. And then I said, no me callo bien para nada. So here's the second phrase to say get on with. No me callo bien is literally she didn't fool well with me. So we use callarse bien or mal to talk about getting on with someone. And it's literally fool on me. So you can imagine someone fooling on you. Like, how did they fool on you? How did they get on with you? How did you get on together? So como te cayó ella is how did you get on with her? Or you could think of it like, what did you make of her?
En serio, a mí me pareció súper chévere cuando la conocí el otro día.
En serio, that means really, in serious, really. A mí me pareció súper chévere. So a bit of Colombian slang for you here. Chévere means cool. I think this is used also in other Latin American countries, but certainly here in Colombia, chévere is really common slang. So me pareció muy chévere. She seemed really cool to me. Remember that verb, parecer. Me pareció in the past, seemed to me. Cuando la conocí el otro día. So here's our verb, conocer again, and we're using it with la. When I met her, la conocí el otro día, the other day. Pues yo no hice clic con ella. Es muy creída. Solo habla de ella y no escucha los demás. So here I am complaining again. I said, pues yo no hice clic con ella. And I really like this phrase. It's basically from English to click with someone. So if you click with someone, you get on with them. In Spanish, you'd say hacer clic con alguien, to do click with someone. So yo no hice clic con ella. I didn't click with her. I didn't do click with her. And then I said, es muy creída. Creída means selfish. Solo habla de ella. She only talks about herself. Y no escucha a los demás, and doesn't listen to other people. I should point out this is fictional. This isn't a real person. I don't normally complain this much about people.
Qué raro. A mí me cayó re bien. La pasamos muy chévere hablando por horas.
Qué raro, how strange. And then Liz said, a mí me cayó re bien. So this is our caerse bien o mal phrase again, to fall well with someone. So a mí me cayó re bien. She fell really well with me. I thought she was great. I got on with her. And I want to point out the word re, R-E. This isn't something I'd actually heard until I started speaking to Latin American Spanish speakers. And it's the same as muy, very. Re bien is very well or very good. La pasamos muy chévere hablando por horas. Again, our slang, chévere. And Liz said, la pasamos muy chévere. We passed it very well. So we had a really good time hablando por horas. So a little teaser for you here. This phrase, la pasamos. We're going to be using that phrase and talking about having a good time in the next episode. Sí, tú te llevaste súper bien con ella. Pero seguro que yo le caí mal a ella también. So, similar phrases here, just kind of changing the conjugation. And this might help you wrap your head around how these phrases work. So I said, sí, te llevaste súper bien con ella. That's our phrase, llevarse bien con alguien, to get on well with someone. And it's in the past, the indefinite tense. Sí, te llevaste súper bien con ella. You got on super bien, is very well, super well, con ella. Pero seguro que yo le caí mal a ella. And this takes a little while to wrap your head round. So it's literally, I fell bad to her. Yo, I, le caí mal, fell badly a ella, to her. And that means that she didn't like me. I, you know, in her opinion, I fell badly on her. Yo le caí mal a ella. So, a little bit more difficult, this construction, but a really cool one to learn.
Oh, lo siento mucho, Rob. A veces con algunas personas uno no hace química.
Lo siento mucho. I'm sure as you know, I'm very sorry. A veces con algunas personas, sometimes with some people, uno no hace química. This is a really good phrase as well. So this is another one which has been borrowed from English when we can say that people have chemistry. If you have chemistry with someone, means you get on with them. So hacer química con alguien is not to do chemistry with someone like in a lab, but to have chemistry. So Liz said, a veces con algunas personas uno no hace química. So sometimes with some people, one doesn't have chemistry. So sometimes you just don't get on with people. So alongside hacer química, you could also tener química or crear química. So you can literally have chemistry, tener química, or crear, create chemistry. And these are metaphors, but they work in the same way as we have them in English. To create chemistry with someone or to have chemistry with someone. So we got a few ways to say get on with someone or not get on with someone. That was llevarse bien o mal con alguien o caerse bien o mal a alguien. And we met a few borrowings from English. So hacer clic, tener química, to click or to have chemistry with someone. What we're going to do now, I'm going to give you a few exercises so you can practice this language and make it your own. How could you say, you get on well with her? Te llevas bien con ella. Te llevas bien con ella. How do you say, you get on badly with her? Te llevas mal con ella. Te llevas mal con ella. How did we say, I met her yesterday? La conocí ayer. La conocí ayer. How could you say, I met him last week? Lo conocí hace una semana. Lo conocí hace una semana. I like her and think of, she fools well with me. Me cae bien. And to make this more explicit, you could say, ella me cae bien. Ella me cae bien. She didn't like me, and think of this as, I didn't fool well with her. No le caí bien. No le caí bien. So there you go, a few ways to say to get on with someone, to not get on with someone, and vocabulary related to interpersonal relationships, let's say. I hope you enjoyed this episode. In the next one, we're going to be talking about having a good time. In the meantime, don't forget you can head over to SpanishObsessed.com/start to claim your free fluency phrase book. It's hard to say. Free fluency phrase book. That's at SpanishObsessed.com/start. Hasta luego y nos vemos en el próximo episodio.